Hello, hello, hello to the dearest people on earth, and to Jesus be the praise and the glory and the honor. And God's people said, Amen, Amen. Say hi to Chad.
Hello, hello.
And Chad, say hi to you.
Hi, everyone. It's
and they're,
awesome.
they're all waving at you. I can just see them.
Can I wave at them?
Yeah, please.
I can take my hand off the wheel?
Yes, for a second. Go.
Hey, guys. How's
okay.
it going?
A lot of you think he's my son, when he sure looks like my family, but he's actually from Jordan. I'm from Israel, so we're related in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so blessed to know you, sir.
Oh, well, I'm blessed to know you. You've been a wonderful assistant. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to show us today. Bless your people with this blessed word in Jesus' name. And God's people said, Amen and Amen. And by the way, pray for us here in Florida. We got a storm coming in, but it doesn't matter. It's not really affecting us much here where we are. I want to talk about pulling down strongholds. How to pull down strongholds. Because we have the power to do it, saints. You know that. For we walk, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Thank God. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And where are those strongholds? Right here. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought of man and every thought out there, thank God, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, when we talk about pulling down strongholds, we are talking about faith. I want you to go with me to an amazing scripture, saints, in Joshua. Let's look at chapter 8. And let's look at verse 18. You know, I love teaching from the car, even though it's shaking a little bit, but because of the highway. All right. 8:18. And then also verse 26. And the Lord said to Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, or Ai. It's a city right there by, not far from Jericho. For I will give it into thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. Imagine a man standing with a spear and he's pointing it toward a city. And the Bible says, while he was pointing it, in verse 26, it says, for Joshua drew not his hand back wherewith he stretched out the spear until he had utterly destroyed the inhabitants of Ai. That to me is one of the most remarkable portions in the Bible about an act of faith that made no sense in the natural whatsoever. Here's a man holding a spear towards a city, and the battle is won because of it. No different than Moses holding up his staff, his rod, and the Amalekites defeated. That's an act of faith. Our faith can pull strongholds. I'm telling you, no matter who they are, where they are, coming at us. Even inside our own hearts and lives, strongholds can be defeated and pulled down by the word of God. It's so simple. So, 1 John 5, 4 says, for this is the victory that overcomes the world. The world. What is it? Our faith. So I don't care what obstacle is in your way today. I don't care what challenge. I don't care what enemy is facing you. Listen, there's the camera there. You are victorious in the Lord. You are victorious in the Lord. And all you have to do is aim your faith and don't let go till the battle is won. Hallelujah. So, it says in Ephesians 5, how the Lord is coming to a church without spot or wrinkle, a victorious church. And it says in verse 25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Here again we see the Bible. That he might present it to himself a glorious church through the word of God, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy without blemish. So the church overcomes only one way, as Jesus uses his word, the word of God, our incredible weapon of war, God's blessed word. And only through that blessed word we are conquerors. You know, I wrote something down. It would be foolish for God to have waited 2,000 years to finally wind up with a handful of beaten down, worn out, half-dead people. No, we are not the people of God needing dehydrated food to keep us through the tribulation. We're not going to go through the tribulation. So, you know, if we were a defeated people, which we are not, then the Lord would say, let's postpone the wedding. But he's not postponing the wedding, because he is coming to for a church resisting the devil and winning. We will not, never, we will not be defeated. You cannot be defeated unless you consent to be defeated. You can, saints, listen. I may not be looking at the right place where the camera is, but you can hear me. You cannot be defeated unless you agree to it. And we will never agree to it. We are more than conquerors. This is our finest hour today. This is your finest hour, saints of God. Your finest hour. Take my word for it. It says in 1 Peter 5:9, that we resist the devil with what? With our faith. That's what. So let's go to 1 Peter right now. 1 Peter. For some reason, I did something to this. There we go. Okay, that's better. I'm using my laptop, and sometimes, not laptop, yes, iPad, I should say, and sometimes it kind of, you know, gets stuck. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9, which you all know, but let's read it. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. With our faith, we win. Without it, we lose. And we will not lose, because we have it and we will use it. We are more than conquerors, Romans 8:37, through him that loved us. We will not be defeated. No way, Jose. You know, Job was speaking prophetically one day in Job 19, verse 9. He was speaking about Adam, and he said these words. He hath stripped me of my glory and taken away my crown. Job was prophesying about Adam being stripped from his glory and losing his crown, which he did. But guess what the Bible says about us? Woo! Hallelujah. We will never lose our crown. Hebrews 2. Now you need to pay attention to this. This is really, really awesome. From verse 5 to verse 11, but notice what it says, all of you. You're going to love this, but you better keep your hands on the wheel, brother, because I can see him putting them up and shouting. Okay. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. So the angels have no power in the world to come. But one in a certain place testified, and saying, which is David, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you have visited him, speaking about the Lord Jesus. Thou madest him lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thine hands. Keep listening. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. In that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now, it says, we see not yet all things are put under him, because they've been promised to the Lord. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. But hold it now. Listen to the following verses, because it brings you in and me in. For it became him. Now watch this. Here it talks about the Lord having all authority. Then it says, it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things. Watch this. In bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain, woo, the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. And then it says, for both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are one. So it gives us the whole revelation that Jesus wins, but we are one with him as winners. So we can't lose. We cannot be defeated. He won the victory, and we are one with him. Isn't that marvelous? For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Isn't that incredible? That God, what a privilege that God has given you and I the victory to be winners, not losers, bringing down strongholds. You bet. Now remember what the Bible says. It says in Revelation 3:11, hold fast which you have. Don't let anyone take your crown. No one will take mine and no one will take yours. We are a determined people. Nobody is going to take our crown from us. Romans 5:17, another glorious portion of the Bible. I want you to write those scriptures down, you sweet people of God, and remember them. You are a winner, not a loser. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, meaning Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus. We reign in life. I want you to say, I reign in life. Please say, come on, say it. I reign, say, I reign in life. Hallelujah. I literally am reigning, conquering. We have a crown. We're not going to lose it. And I don't mean rain like rain falling from the sky. I mean rain like the kings that reign. Hallelujah. Okay. We cannot be fearful. We cannot be cowards. Because the fearful will not make heaven. The fearful will not make glory. The Bible makes that very, very clear in Revelation 21, verse 8. But look what the Bible says. Psalm 144, verse 1. God teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. We are winners. We are bold like lions. Daniel 11:32. The people that know their God shall do what? Exploits. We don't lose, people. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. That's a winner right there. An eagle flying, soaring to the heights. And now, finally, Hebrews 12. I want to read something glorious for you. You know, there's so much in the Bible about you winning. You are a winner. I want you to know it. You cannot lose, because we haven't come, the Bible says, we haven't come to Mount Sinai. Remember when they came to Mount Sinai, the Israelites? And it says clearly that they were afraid because of the trumpet and the fire and so on. And they said, we don't want to hear God's voice. It says, we are not come unto that mountain that can be that cannot be touched, to blackness and darkness and tempest, to the sound of the trumpet and them saying, please, no, we don't want to hear that. It shook them up. So terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake, Hebrews 12:21. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, Malba kol almetrof, Yalba kintimano, unto the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Think about what we have been given. We have received a kingdom, it says, that cannot be shaken, that cannot be removed. We don't come to a mountain burning with fire, to the sound of trumpets that frightened those people of God back then. We come to Mount Zion, to Jesus, the mediator. We win, and I'm here to tell you right now, you will never lose a battle if you decide not to. You will never lose if you decide not to. God Almighty has made you more than a conqueror through His Son. No matter what happens, you win. I'm on my way to Orlando in this lovely rain and some sunshine over there. I remember when God sent me to this city in the 70s to pray by Disney. I did not know that one day God would help me establish a work here that would launch the Crusades worldwide. Ooh, look at that rainbow. Look at that rainbow right there, saints. Look how beautiful that is. Wow, that is beautiful. Well, your rainbow's on the way too, saints. Anyways, isn't that glorious? Look at that. Full rainbow. I came to Orlando and I prayed for a whole day right by Disney at one of the old hotels. I took a whole day and prayed, not knowing God would bring me back here. And I met Suzanne Harden at the time, married my wife. Her daddy helped me begin meetings at Calvary Assembly. Then we began OCC. And I remember when I went to the property, I had so many obstacles in my way. Obstacle number one was the guy whose mother owned it would not even want me to even have it. He said, well, it's under contract. And I said, no, God told me that's my property now. And his mom said, young man, my husband had me vow before he died that the only thing on that property would be a church. It's yours if you can give me $50,000 by Monday. That was on a Wednesday. I didn't have 50 cents. I was on my way to Miami to preach for Bill Swad. And Bill said, we need to go pray for a man named Floyd Mincy. And I did not know where the money was coming from. And Bill said, that man will bless you. And I did not want to go to pray for the man because I just preached that morning and had another engagement that evening in Miami. And I was tired. I said, oh, Bill, let's go and sleep. No, no, no. He said, you're going to come and pray for that man. And God's going to heal him, and He's going to bless your ministry. And I did not believe it. I was full of doubt and unbelief at that time. I was young. I go there, brother, sister. I laid hands on that man. I did not want to be there. I walked out of that room and I said to Bill, he's going to die. He was in ICU with plugs everywhere. His kidneys had shut down. He was dying. They gave up on him. And I laid hands on him and walked out believing that he's going to die because he looked like it. The following Sunday in church, I'm preaching, just began OCC. The man is sitting in front of me, a place called, it was the Billy Graham building on Gore Street. We didn't even have our building, nothing. I just went and claimed that property by faith for the new building. He's sitting on the front row. The man I thought was dead. He walks up, he says, you remember me? God healed him. He said, by the time you were out of my room, he said, fire went through my body and I was running after you to let you know I'm healed. He said, by the time you were at the elevator, I was running, shouting. Wow. Gave me $50,000 that Sunday morning. Presbyterians. And when he said God spoke to me, I said, he does. And his wife, dear Mary, said, Pastor Benny, God speaks to Presbyterians too. He became my CFO. Wow. And his wife worked with him at the church. Wow. They were amazing. We got that property, we built that building, and the neighbors began fighting me. They wanted me out, they wanted to take me to court because of the traffic that was there. They said, we had not done the zoning right, all that stuff. And God spoke to me and said, you go lay hands on those homes. Three blocks of them who teamed up against us. On a certain New Year's Eve, 12 midnight, we all, the pastors and I, went out and laid hands on every one of those homes. And we drove them out by faith. Just like Joshua put that spear, you know. We spoke the word and said, Lord, we drive them out and we want them to sell us half price. And every one of them did. We got three blocks on that neighborhood, on the Forest City Road, still there. And we constructed the building that became the headquarter of Benny Hinn Ministries in those days. Nothing is impossible with those who decide to win, not lose. I'm talking to winners right now.
Yes.
Don't you dare give up in the name of Jesus. Lord, my God. Come on, let's believe. Lord, my God. They're winners. They're winners. Yes, Lord, we bring down strongholds right now. Whatever strongholds are in their life, we bring them down in Jesus' mighty name, and we declare victory because of your promise and your word. We give you praise. Anoint them for it, Lord. Let them be bold like lions. Let them declare the victory. Lord, you said our faith overcomes the world. The world. Now let them overcome, Lord, by faith in you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, now. You declare it every day. I'm a winner. Don't you give up. Victory is around the corner for you. And now it's time for you to sow seed in the Lord's work also, so God can bless you financially. I have a free gift for you. The names of God that I taught a few days back. 12 names of God. If you go to our website, you can download them free of charge. And then I'm asking many of you to become partners with me for $50 a month, because we are now launching out by building our own channel. We're going to have our own channel 24 hours a day on social media. Roku, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Roku, yeah. We're about to launch it, but we need some of you to stand with us worldwide. This will reach the world. So do it right now and become a partner, and just send me an email and say, I want to be a partner with you, and we'll get all the info to you right away. And then, saints, let's sow that seed right now for the Lord's work, that God will bless you right there on the platform you are watching me on, or go to our website, benin.org, or simply text it, PHM 4577. And those of you that want to be partners with me, send me an email to pastorbenny@bennyhinn.org. Much love. I'll see you again tomorrow. Another glorious day. I won't be in my car tomorrow, but I enjoy being in the car every so often. Okay. Shalom. Love you. Bye-bye.